We are on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Let's start. Eleven lines down from the top. Ramili Abayla Rava. So this is where we said these lines last time, but let's just get a running start. Ramili Abayla Lavrava. Umi Arvi Yeshua Inan and Menes. Right. So we've discussed the shita of Rav Gamliel, and we'll come back to Rav Gamliel also, but. Right, that we typically assume that he typically assumes that the woman is believed, and when she says, nevata kasha nevati, right? It was to a kasha guy, and Yeshua says, no, we don't believe her, we don't, right? Lomu pi anu chayim. So Abaye says to Rava, did Yeshua really always say that she's not believed? Right, Uruminu, I bring you a contradiction. Hey, Yeshua, Yehuda, Mizera, Ammanas, Isa, Shehi, Sher, Lekahuna. Right? That Yeshua and Yehuda, Mizera, again, Yeshua was the Machmir, who talked about this woman who's an Ammanas Isa, who is Sher, Lekahuna. Right? And we said Ammanas Isa for now, the Gemara is going to talk about it more in a moment, is a woman who is, Rashi says, married to a Suffolk Halal. Right? That this guy whose mother, had a get thrown, Suffolk Karavla, Suffolk Karavla.
Yeah.
And then she marries a Kohen. It's not clear, was she an Amana, in which case she's allowed to marry a Kohen, or was she a Grusha, and she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. And then the husband dies. And then she marries a new guy. And right, Suffolk, whether this, so then, and then she goes and she marries a Kohen and has a child, right? Not clear if this child is a halal. And then he goes ahead and marries this woman, and then he dies. And now was she at some point married to a halal, which would make her psula, or was she not married to a halal? So it's a suffix, whether she was married to a halal or not. And so that's what she's called, an almanas isa. And she is, and nevertheless, Yeshua says that she's kshera lekahuna, right? That we believe her, right? I thought Yeshua is the one who holds, we never believe her. What do you mean? We don't believe the woman to tell us who she was with. Yeah. So Amalai, the Gemara, so he said back, what do you mean? Hachi hashta? Hasam isha nises bodeka to nises. Meaning, don't compare the two cases. This new case is a case where a woman got married to somebody. When you get married, you check who you get married to, right? But hacha isha mizana bodeka to mizana. Our cases, right? Our cases where we've seen Rav Yeshua over and over again, it's a woman who is caught as the, caught that she was, involved in znus, in an inappropriate relationship. So to Rav Yeshua, to believe a woman and say, look, if you married him, it must be you checked out that he wasn't a halal, right? So that already we believe you, right? But to say that what a woman like is ready to do the wrong thing, and she goes in, she calls the family to find out the yichus, that's probably not what happens, right? And that can explain the difference. It's not a contradiction within Yeshua. It's two different cases, right? One is getting married, and one is being involved in an inappropriate relationship. Fine. So Amar Rava, right? So Rava says, well, not so fast. Yeshua, kasha. Right, so you can ask me questions about Yeshua, internal contradictions in Yeshua, and you're not going to ask me the internal contradictions on Rav Gamliel? Okay, so now we're turning back to attack Rav Gamliel. What are we talking about? V'halketani Seifa, right, we have that very same Mishnah, right, which talks about this concept, right, which Mishnah are we talking about? The one we just quoted, that they gave this testimony of Yeshua and Yehuda ben Seira about the Amanas Isa. That's just Kshere Kuna. What's the end of that Seifa, end of that Mishnah say? And Rav Gamliel says back to them, "Kibanu eiduschem." Right, we hear what you're saying. Right, that that Almanas Isa is believed. Right, that she's Ksher Lakuna. Avam Manase Sherei Gazer Rav Yochanan Ben Zakei Shalolahoshi Bezin Alkein. Okay, Rav Yochanan Ben Zakei already told us that we wouldn't even have a Bezdin sit to consider such a case. Why is that? Why would I not have a Bezdin sit to consider such a case? Shakohanim Shomen Lachem Lerachik. Because Kohanim, we have a rule in general, Kohanim is reason him. Kohanim are very careful about halacha. So, if that's true, so we know that Kohanim aren't going to listen, right? And they're only going to listen to us to say that this woman should be pushed away, right? And not be accepted to get married. Avalola Karev, they're not going to listen in order to, if we're going to pass in that this woman is Ksheira Lakuna, they're not even going to care. Because once there is a suffix about her, they're not interested, right? So,
Sota, right? Because Sota, you actually
have to prove it. Right. Here it's like we have to paskin whether we believe or not. Right, exactly. But there is that, the doubt still casts its shadow. Correct.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Very good.
What's the thing? It says a Beis Din won't even meet to consider such a case.
Yes. What the Beis Din is saying is, right, again, here, and look what you just have. Now you have all this time, what have you always said? Whenever you have these questions, you know, turns out this woman was not a Basula. You know, what happened? And she said, I had Tashmish, but I was with the Kosher guy. It was with the Kohen, right?
Right.
And Rabbi Gamliel is like, yeah, we believe you, right? We believe it. Rabbi Shua always says, no, lo, we don't, what, you trust her? She's the one involved in this terrible stuff, right? That's what's always been saying, that Rabbi Gamliel is the Mako and Rabbi Shua is the Machaber. Now you have this new Mishnah that's flipping the script, right? Because you have, they give testimony, right? Rabbi Shua, gave testimony, right? That on Manas Isa, this woman who is, again, she has questionable status to Mary Cohen, she's Ksher Lakuna, right? So he's with the one being Mikkel. And you have Rabbi Gamaliel who says, yeah, but we're not even going to take the case. Right? Rabbi Gamaliel says, we don't take the case, we're always going to, meaning we're going to be Machmir, right? Misafik, yeah. Right? So what's going on here? Right, you only asked me about one kasha, but Rabbi Shua, seems to be contradicting himself here. Now Rabbi Gamaliel seems to be contradicting himself. So what is happening here? So the Gemara has to explain. So Ella Amarava, no. Rabbi says no problem. The Rabbi Gamaliel, lo kasha. Right, there's no problem. Rabbi Gamaliel is not contradicting himself. Okay, why is that? Hasambari hachashema. What's the difference in the case when she says, or when we believe her? Why is that? Because she says, yeah, I was Kane Nivalti, Lakoi Nivalti. She says, I'll tell you who it was. It was, John Cohn. It was that guy. I'm telling you exactly who it was. She's buried, right? We've seen this concept before. When she has a tightness buried, she says, I know exactly who it is. Right? So in that case, that's Rabbi Gamaliel. So of course you believe her. But here, what's the case? By definition, it's a Shema. Why is it a Shema? It's a Suffolk, because she says, I was married to this guy, and this guy had a Suffolk revolving around his status.
She wasn't there.
And she wasn't there when his mom got a get 30 years ago, right? She doesn't know, right? So in that case, that's what Gamaliel says. We can't even talk about that case because I can't answer you. Right? We just don't know. And the Kohanim won't accept it anyways, so forget it. Okay? So that's why Gamaliel is not contradicting himself. Okay? Yerbi Shua, Yerbi Shua, Nami Lokasha. And Yerbi Shua is also not contradicting himself. Why? Hasa Machad Sveika. Right? There in the case where we usually, he is Machmir, is when we say, wow, you're not a, she's not a basula. What's the story? She says, no. I was nival to a kosher. Well, that's only one suffik. Was he kosher or not a kosher? The guy, we don't know who he is. Was he a nusid? Was he a mamzer? Was he? We don't know. Chad suffik, right? And there she says, I know that he wasn't. We say, whoa, there's a suffik, so we're not going to believe you, right? But ha-ha, but in this case, chrei sveiki. This case, our case here, is two sveikos. Why is it two sveikos? Good question. We're trying to ask the same question. So we're just look at Rashi for 1 second. But here, and two sveikos here to be believed is a good thing. What do you mean? Why is two sveikos a good thing?
Double
because,
negative.
Well, it's not double negative per se, but it's like, two sveikos sounds like it's stronger.
Right?
So many sveikos about him. The answer is no. The more sveikos you have, actually, the less clear it is that he's really not, that she's really, really not a kasher. Right? Because what's the point? The point is she's together with this guy. Right? Right? And we don't know what. We know who he is, but we don't know who his, let's look at Rashi right now. I want you to take a look. Look, it says Trey Sveiki. It's, if you go to the wide lines, one, two, three, four lines up from the wide lines. On the bottom, like the lower wide lines. All right, Trey Sveiki. What's the Sveika? Imo shall suffik halal zeh. But no lot of suffix, right? Who's the suffix about? It's about this guy's mother, right? And she's only, right? It's not the guy, it's his mother, right? And she is only usher out because of a suffix. Vizusha ba machmas bina karila svek sveka. And so what Rashi wants to say, it's like Rashi's kind of pushing this shot, he's saying, why is it svek sveka? It's like a very far removed suffix. Right, it's not even about her. It's not even about the guy per se. It's about his mother. So he's calling that Sveik Sveika. The only problem with that is that that's not usually what Sveik Sveika means. Sveik Sveika usually means a double suffix. There's two pieces that are suffix. So Rashi is now going to bring us a different approach. Tosafot says different approach. We'll look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Midivrei Rabbi Yosef Tov Elam Matzasi." He has a different pshat. Right? What does it mean? Amanas Isa. What is it? Isha Shehaya Baila Sveik Sveika. Right, the case is a woman who has her husband is a double suffek. Right, really, according to the original case of Amalas Issa that Rashi quoted us was one suffek. Right, we don't know if he's a halal or not. He's a suffek halal, and she was married. And we don't know if this woman was married to a get from a Kohen or not, and then she had a son. Right, and then we're talking about the son. Right, but that's really only one suffek. So here's a new pshat in suffek seika. Okay, what is it? Kigon, what's the case? Shenisgar she'imo mibayla harisham. Right, so this guy, his mother, was divorced from her husband, her first husband, right? Suffek karavlo, suffek karavlo, same case we saw before, right? That this guy's mother had a get thrown suffek close to her, suffek close to him, so it's suffek whether the get worked or not, right? Umes, and then she died. But now what happened? Didn't she die?
She died or he died?
The mother of this guy, yeah. Right? So she had a suffek get, then she dies. Not just does she die, but she dies b'soch shlosha chadashim. Right? She died, right?
He died.
Thank you. The husband dies. But now within 3 months of him dying, what does she do? Venice is the Kohen. Toch shlosha chadashim. And now she marries a new guy. Right? Within 3 months. That's a big no-no. We know the Gemara, we talked about this in Yevamos. You need a separation, right? Usually, right? And what happened? She didn't do that. And now, v'yalda etzed, this guy was born, right? Suffek shu ben tisha l'rishon. Maybe he is the nine-month-old fetus of the first husband, in which case, v'kasher, he's totally fine, right? Because he's from her original husband,
right?
Vafilo Haisen Migoresh, and even if she had been divorced and married a new person, it doesn't matter. He's not from the new marriage. He's from the original marriage, right? Shahre Kodum Lagetnis Abra, right? She became pregnant with him before a get even started taking place, right? So she goes later and she marries a Kohen and she's really a Gerusha. Who cares? This is from the first husband, right? Oh, Vafilo Achar Haget, Vahu Yisrael, right? Velo Kohen. Or, right, maybe he was born, she's from the second marriage, right? And it was after the get already, but the new husband is Yisrael. V'lo Kohen, right? V'safek ben Shiva la'acharon, but maybe he's really what he is, right? The other possibility is, no, he's only a 7-month-old fetus, right? And he's from the new husband, Ubeno Shal Kohen Hu, right? And he's the son of a Kohen, V'harehu safek halal, right? And now he's coming from the second husband, who is... Right, we're not sure who he is.
Second husband
was a Kohen, but we don't know if she was a Grusha or not.
Right.
Harei Svek Sveka. Right? So now you have two Svekos, right? Shema Eino Beno Shel Kohen. First of all, maybe he's not even the son of the second husband who was a Kohen. Right? Vim Tim Salomer Benohu Shema Lo Haisa Yimo Grusha. Right? And if he was the son of the second, even if you want to say that he's the son of the second husband, right? Maybe she never had a get. Right, and he's fine there also. So that's why it's a sfek sveka, right? So suffek, which man is his father, right? The original husband, in which case he's totally fine. And even if he's the son of the second husband, maybe she wasn't really a grusha, marrying a kohen, in which case he's not halal at all.
If she wasn't a grusha, then she could marry this kohen.
Then her marriage to this guy is fine. And this guy's also, I mean, there's two ways in which this guy could be fine. And that's why, by the way, that's why this is a good example, why sfek sveka is not as bad. Right? This is why it's not double suffix here. It does not make it worse, whatever you want to call it, like more concerned. It makes us less concerned. Mm-hmm. Right? Because there's more area to say that he's really fine. Mm-hmm. Right? Not just maybe this is his mother wasn't really a Grusha. And just maybe his wife wasn't a Grusha, mother wasn't a Grusha, and even if she was a Grusha, maybe he's from the first husband. Right? And that's why, and so it helps him. Right? So the double suffix, that's why, so now it goes back to our Gemara, that's why when we just don't know the identity of the guy she slept with, so that's just one suffik. She says he's kosher. You know, we say maybe he's not kosher. But hacha here, Rabbi Yeshua believes her. Why is that? Because it's trei sveki. There's two sveikos involved here, and the sort of two possible situations where she would be fine. Right, and that's why Rabbi Shua in this case believes her, but doesn't believe her in the Stam case. We just don't know. There is a possibility of a guy who's for sure a halal, or for sure a nasin, or for sure a mamzer that she was with.
It's almost as if Rabbi Shua was looking for a reason
To be Mekel?
Well,
all we're saying is that we have to explain. And we have two examples. One, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel take one approach. Rabbi Gamliel is Mekel, Rabbi Shua is Machmir. Now we have another Mishnah where you have the opposite. So we have to explain why they flipped the script. So that's all we have to say. And so if we have explanations for why it's... All Rashi's doing is looking to figure out how to explain to Sveikos, right? Yeah, exactly. Rashi has to figure that out. You know, what's going on here. But what the Gemara is basically saying is that whenever you have an internal inconsistency, you have to explain why the cases are actually not the same, not why the person is internally inconsistent, right? Yeah. Fine. So, Hilkach, good. So now that we have our explanations, right, now we understand what's going on here. The Rebbe Gamliel, Alim Le Bari. So now you see how each one's playing just how strong they are in their opinion. Right, Rebbe Gamliel seems to be so strong in his, you know, he thinks that Bari, her taina of, I know who the guy is, Lakasha Devalti, right? That taina is so strong that Philip Bachat Sveikin Ami Machshir, right? That he believes her even when it's only one suffix. She says, yeah, it was me. Yeah, I was with a guy who's not my husband, but I know who he was, right? It's only one suffix. We still believe her. That's a very powerful approach of Rebbe Gamliel. Right? Vikil Le Shema, and Shema is so bad, right? Her taina of, I don't know, it's probably okay, I'm not sure how good he is, it's so weak that Philip is fake it on me puzzle. Like Rebbe Gamliel. Rebbe Gamliel, the one who is so makel, right? When she says, I know who it was, that we trust her even if it's the one who's one suffix. But so weak is her taina Shema when she says, look, I don't know, but the guy's told me it's a suffix whether he's in halal or not. We still don't believe her, even in a case where it's a sfek sfeka, right? So you see that Rebbe Gamliel on the one hand treats, you know, what comes out is that Rebbe Gamliel treats a bari super strong and treats Shema as super weak, right? In terms of as an argument, right? And now in the opposite, Rebbe Yeshua alum lechad sfeka, and Rebbe Yeshua, well, a case of one suffix is so strong that Philip Bari, Nami Fasal, right? Rabbi Yeshua says, it's just kind of playing out the way the shittos work, right? Rabbi Yeshua is saying that that concept of only being one suffix is such a scary thing for us. It's so powerful that we don't know. Could be he's a nothing, could be he's a mamzer. We don't know his identity. It's so powerful that Philip Bari, Nami Fasal, even if she says, I know it's not that guy, I know it is a kusher, we don't listen to her. Right, v'kil le svek sveka, and the scenario of a svek sveka where you now have this double doubt about the case is so powerful that for the b'shem and amimachshir that even when she says I don't know but I think I'm okay, we believe her. Right, so just the point being, the bottom line is there is no machlok, there's no stira within the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, there is no stira within the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel between our Mishnah, which we said until now, and this new Mishnah you know, the Amanas Isa, that we can allow everybody to maintain their positions and they're okay. Fine. Okay. Good. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Now we've been talking so much about Amanas Isa, we need to define it. Tana Rabbanan, Ezohi Amanas Isa. What is this case of Amanas Isa? So we kind of talked about it already, but now the Gemara is gonna talk about it more. So Kol, and we're gonna see a number of opinions, and some of those opinions might seem like they're saying the same thing, so let's see. Kol she'ein ba lo mishum mamzerus v'lo mishum nesinus v'lo mishum avdei malachim. So if you have a woman who has, you know, doesn't have any concerns, look at Rashi, Ezuhi Amanas Isa, four lines in the bottom of the page, she'idu aleh she'hi k'sher. Who is this Amanas Isa that we paskin that Amanas Isa is fine? She can marry a Kohen. So who is he? Kol she'ein be'iruvei sveikoseha. There's nothing mixed in within her sveikos. Lo suffik mamzeres, that maybe that she was with the mamzer, lo suffik nesinos, that she was with the nasin, lo suffik avdei malachim, ella suffik halal levado. Right? The point is, who is this, you know, woman?
What's avdei malachim?
So avdei malachim are some type of, you know, non-Jews. Yeah, non-Jewish servants, yeah. But the point being that all these people, if she would be with them, they would pass her from a kohen. Right? A mamzer, a nasin, and a suffik evan melach. So all these people... or an Evan Melech. So all these people would have passed to the Kohen. So as long as she doesn't have any of those things mixed into the concern, she's okay. And what wasn't mentioned? We didn't mention Safek Halal. Right? The point being, that is the concern. The concern is Safek, that maybe she was with a Halal, but it's only a Halal. It's all we care about. Okay? So all she has concern is Safek Halal. She's okay. Look at Rashi actually addresses your question, Mark. Rashi then says, Mishum Achi Nakit Avdei Malachim. What are you talking about Avdei Malachim for? Mishum Avdei Shlomo Shehayu Ashirim Ubale Zeroa Venasu Lahem Benos Yisrael. Right? There were these individuals who were the the servants of Shlomo HaMelech, who were very rich and very wealthy and very powerful, and they would actually end up marrying Jewish women. Ukagon Zarah Shal Hordus, Shahaya Eved, Lebes Chashmonai, Vegavra Yadav HaMelech, right? Hordus, who we, you know, someone hear about. So you're right, So he apparently was very, became very powerful. He was one of the Avadim in the Chashmonaim rule, and he actually became so powerful, he became a king. And he became the king, even though he wasn't Jewish. There's a lot of conversations about Hordus having conversations with the Chachamim and finding out that he's not Jewish, and that he's not really supposed to be the king, etc. But the bottom line is, Avdei Melachim are included here because that was a reality. They had people like that, who had the possibility of marrying Jews. Again, not beheted, they're not allowed to do so, but that's what they did. Okay, so fine. So that's one possibility. So Amar Rabbi Meir. Your mayor said, and the bottom line is, it means the only chashash is that maybe she was married to a halal, that she was with a halal. So I'm your mayor. Shemati kol she'ein ba'echa mikol elu masin lakuna. I heard that as long as she doesn't have, you know, one of these things, you know, she doesn't have any of these things, so then she can marry a kohen. Look at Rashi. Rashi says shemati l'kame parech hanu tanakama. All right, the Gemara is going to ask later. This sounds like the same thing. As long as you have any of these things mixed in, you're fine. By the way, what's the reason? The Rishonim also point out that she's called Amanas Isa because dough has ingredients. So the concern here is the ingredients mixed in her yichus. Right? That's why she called it Amanas Isa. Okay, next. Rishon ben Elazar Omer, Rishon ben Meir, v'chein hayah Rishon ben Menasya Omer, kidvarav. Eiz ovi Amanas Isa. They said, what's an Amanas Isa? Kol shenit ba safik halal. Right? Again, she has mixed in within her, right, this concern about that she was with a halal. Okay. Makirin Yisrael Mamzerin Sheminayim, Vein Makirin Halal and Sheminayim. Why is that a problem? Why are we concerned that Safik Halal? It's because when you have a Mamzer, you know the Mamzer is. Right? If there's a Mamzer, people understand who that person is, and we're going to know to keep away from that person, basically. But if it's a Halal, it's not as noticeable. If you don't pay attention to it as much, it's not as obvious. Look at Rashi. Makirin Yisrael Mamzerin Sheminayim, Rashi says, third line in Rashi, Vesafik Mamzer Yeshla Halah Hachshir. Right, a suffix mamzer, I can actually make a kosher. Why? The mamzer hava made the hava yadibay. Right? If he was a mamzer for real, we would know about it already. So you say, oh, this guy's a suffix mamzer? Like, there's no such thing, sort of. Once a person's a mamzer, people know, right? Mamzer, even colloquially, right? Before anyone ever learned Masechta Ksubos or spent a lot of time learning Gemara, a mamzer is something that even people are not so learned to know about, right? Asking about a halal, like, what's a halal? Right? Mamzer, people know. If someone's a mamzer, they know about it. Right, ve'emakir. Now Rashi says ve'emakir in chalal and shemnayim ve'safek chalal yesh chalifsal. Right, if you're going to have a case of safek chalal, we really are going to be bothered by it. Right, and that's the point. So they're going to ask some other questions about chalal in a second, and why this you know about the different opinions here, and why they all kind of seem to be copying each other or steers to each other. So we'll see.
So do you think a safek mamzer is something we could just throw out?
If someone says about the guy, oh, or about her, she was with the Suffolk mamzer, we say, no, she wasn't.
Okay.
Why not? Because he was a mamzer, we know he was.
All right.
So let me Suffolk mamzer. You know what I mean? That's not like, you know what I mean? Imagine someone said to you, like, oh, I know that guy, he's a Suffolk Cohen. What are you talking about? No one calls anybody a Suffolk Cohen. That's not a thing. And it's nothing Suffolk Cohen, right? We know, I'm just giving an example, right? So things that you'd hear that, you'd be like, that's ridiculous. We don't talk like that, right? So same thing. Suffolk mamzer was like, not a thing. The guy's a mamzer, he's a mamzer. Right? Fine. Okay, but the point being, so if you have a suffik mamzer, you know he's fine. Suffik halal, we're concerned. Right? Okay, so Amar Mar. So Amar Mar, Ezri Amanat Isa, and they're going to like repeat it here. Kol she'ein ba lo mishum mamzeres, lo mishum nesinos, lo mishum abdi melachim. So the first opinion here, right, said what is an Amanat Isa? She doesn't have any of these things. Ha halal kosher. Sounds like, but if she had suffik halal, that's fine, right? So Gemara says, but wait a second. Ma'ishna hanach da'araisa chalal nami da'araisa. Right? But wait a second. Those things, you're like, what? Suffolk mamzer is fine, but suffolk halal is not fine. Mamzer and halal are both concerns me da'araisa, right? So why all of a sudden now, you know, and what do we have a rule in general? Suffolk da'araisa l'chumra, right? If I'm not sure, I should be machmir, right? So what's going on here, right? So halal is also deraisa and visu, and furthermore, Amar Rabbi Meir, he's going to ask all these kashas now on this like internal problems with this Mishnah. Visu Amar Rabbi Meir, shamati kol she'ein ba echa mikol elu masin lakuna hanatana kama. And second of all, what's Rabbi Meir adding? Rabbi Meir is just saying the same exact thing, right? Something that's the same as what the Tanakama said. It's nothing new. Visu, and furthermore, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Meir, Vechein Hayah Rabbi Shimon Manasseh Omer, Kedvarov, Eizu Yomanas Isa, Kol Shenim Abba Safik Chalal, Makir in Yisrael, Mamzer, Rabbi Shimon Eim, Ve'ei Makir in Chalal in Shimon Eim. Va'amas Reisha, Chalal Kosher, right? I don't understand. We began with the first sheet that says, right, that a Safik Chalal, as long as it's just a Safik Chalal, we're good. And now you're telling me that what? If you have, sounds like a suffix halal is the only concern. But you just told me suffix halal is the only thing we're not concerned about. So what's happening here? Right, these are all the kashas on question. What?
Third question. When was the time of common?
Good. Yeah. Right. You could argue the third case is a new opinion. So fun. So bottom line is we've raised three kashas on this. On this, this Mishnah, this Brisa, and we're gonna have to come back tomorrow, and we'll answer all of our questions. Okay, shkach.